saying that, so I just started recording it after I introduced Christina, who's the chair of Gulf Coast Wave, Christina, so everyone in recording land sees it. We'll see. And Adam from Seattle, the co-chair, Wave as well, so that people can see who are not on this call at that time. And I think that's really it. So if those of you who haven't changed your name, it's just Patty Harwood or Ann Burke, right click on your name and go to the third button, which says rename, and write Patty dash whatever town you're in, so we get a sense as to where everyone's from. And with that being said, I'm going to let Christina or Adam take it away.
Hi. Hey, everybody. I am Christina Gelazzo. I am from Gulf Coast Jewish Family Community Services in Clearwater, Florida. I've been with the agency since 2013, particularly with Gulf Coast, but I have been in an elder disabled services field since 2001 when I graduated with my bachelor's degree. That's the only field I worked in my entire life. So I love my elderly people, and I think this is going to be an awesome group. We have a lot of topics that we could cover, but we're going to need input from you guys to see what is it that you want to do here, and you know, what would you like to learn, what topics would you like to cover. So today, the first time, we're going to do introductions. Say, you know, where you're from, your name, your agency, how long you've been with the agency, what services does your agency offer, and then what topics would you like to discuss over this next year. So we kind of trying to keep 2 minutes per person, right, Lisa? So more or less, this way we can have give everybody a chance to talk and introduce themselves. So Adam?
Yeah, so I'll go first, and then I think Christina's going to call you out, so be prepared to be called out. You could be up at any minute. I'm Adam Halpern. I am the Director of Older Adult Services at JFS in Seattle. I've been at our agency since 2006, been in my current role for about the past 5 years. And our agency, this has always been a core part of the work that we do at Jewish Family Service. Right now, our agency primarily provides care management services to low and moderate income Jewish older adults. We also, in that, we have services for Holocaust survivors. And then we also have a contract with the government to serve Russian speakers, both Jewish and non-Jewish. And then we have a small family caregiver support program for family caregivers of older adults. You know, I think one of the questions we are hoping is people can quickly talk about the strengths and challenges. I think the strength is being in a multi-service agency. We are able to draw on the expertise and resources of many different departments, which I think is probably true of hopefully most of you. I think the greatest area of challenge is that we're a pretty small player in the aging services world here in Seattle. And I'll often assume that we only serve Jewish people. And so I think that is it's difficult for us to be a player in getting government contracts and partnering with other agencies when we're small and not as well known. And I'm hoping that that through this group we can talk. What I'm most interested in, that I think is across the country, would be best practices and program innovations. You know, all of our cities look a little different. Our government institutions are different, but I'm hoping the best practices are something that we can all learn from each other. So with that, I will turn it back to Christina, and someone else will get called on.
Okay.
Thank you, Adam, everybody, for participating today.
Okay. Hi. So I have Ilana next from Chicago.
Hi, I'm Ilana Candleman. I am a care manager at CJE Senior Life in Chicago. CJE's been around for, I think, around 50 years. I've been here for 2 years, but I've been a social worker for 10 years. So my program specifically, we are a free grant funded program for care managers. We do home-based services. We assess for resources. We have a cost sharing program, which is newer and exciting. And it's basically to help people get some services in their home if they don't qualify for the free services through the state, but can't quite afford the $30 an hour for a caregiver. So we're helping with that. That's all, like I said, everything is free except for the cost sharing program if you need some help in the home. So that's specifically about my program. CJE is across the Chicagoland area. We have a nursing home. We have a few independent living facilities. We have an HCS. We have counseling that can do home-based counseling as well. We have a resource called Consumer Assistance, which can help with kind of any resources. Right now, they're doing a lot of open enrollment. They're our insurance experts, so we don't have to be. And we have socialization, a department, and outreach as well. I think that's everything. And we have a care management as a fee-for-service for those who can afford it and are financially appropriate for us. Like Adam said as well, we serve Jews and non-Jews in the area, and we like everyone to know that as well. I think I got everything, right?
Except what you think, what you want to get out of the group, what your strengths are, what your
I don't know what I want. I've never been in a group like this. So I think what Adam said was great, but I didn't really think about ahead of time what I expect to get out of it. So I look forward to hearing what everyone else says.
All right, thank you. So next we have Faith from Northern New Jersey.
Hi, yep. I've been with the agency here since 2007, just about 12 years. I'm actually going to defer to Patty, who is the director of our senior services department. I work with her, and she will cover all the things that we do. What I like about the agency, of course, is that we're multicultural, and we serve all the clients that seek assistance. So I defer to Patty.
Okay, you want me to jump in?
Patty, please.
Okay, yes, I'm Patty Stoll. I'm the Director of Senior Services here at Jewish Family and Children's Services of Northern New Jersey. I've been with the agency about 18 years. We're a multi-service agency. We provide care management that's grant-funded. We also have private care management to seniors, kosher meals on wheels. We have volunteers who serve as friendly visitors to seniors who are homebound and isolated, or as telephone reassurance volunteers for a nice friendly phone call. We also provide clinical services and direct services for Holocaust survivors, including Cafe Europa, which is the socialization group for survivors. So what topics? I think we've seen quite a few challenges in working specifically with Holocaust survivors and establishing trust with them. Although the care manager seems to have a nice relationship and will discuss clinical services, which they agree to at the time, and then when somebody reaches out to them for clinical services, even though it's obvious that they need it, they refuse it at that time. And that seems to be a pattern with survivors who agree to services with the care manager, and then when there's a follow-up phone call to move forward with their services, they change their mind. Either it's out of fear or mistrust. So just trying to figure out the best way to take that next step to really get the survivors to get the services that they need and deserve.
Okay, thank you, Patty. I got to tell you, I don't know if you guys do trauma-informed care training. It's really awesome. We actually develop it here. We did a video for the training. I actually did a voiceover, one of the survivors. So if that's something that you're interested in, you can reach out to me and we'll take it a little further. Because I know this group is more, I mean, we will focus on Holocaust survivors as well, but the bigger focus is the older adults.
Right.
Right, Lisa? Okay, thank you. All right, we have Kathy from Boston.
Oh, hi. Hi, everyone. I'm Kathy Burns. I've been here at JF&CS for 12 years and Director of Services for Older Adults for about five of that time. We have we sort of complement the more formal Aging Services Network in Massachusetts and kind of fill in gaps. We have a a state guardianship contract, and we also do some private guardianship. A Schechter Holocaust Services Program, something we call the Center for Jewish Healing, where we have a friendly visitor program, and we do visits to do Shabbat services. We do a lot of bereavement support groups, and something called Spirited Aging, a program we bring to all kinds of groups. We have two programs. One's called the Alzheimer's Family Support Program, and the other is the Parkinson's Family Support Program. And so the operative word in both is the support. Operative words are support and family. So a lot of the work we do is based on therapeutic arts, dance, music. We have a very large, we've sort of been the catalyst for a statewide growth in memory cafes across the state. We also do work around NORCs through a state contract program we call Aging at Home, where we work primarily in subsidized housing and affordable housing, bringing all kinds of activities. We have aging life care or geriatric care program that's fee-based, and so we do free care. And we have a mental health and housing program where we do a lot of training with staff in housing and also with people who live mostly in independent senior housing. And we also run an information and referral line and resource line. For me, I would really like working here because of the ability to work with other divisions in the organization, the kind of lifespan approach. I would love to learn more about how other organizations tap into other parts of their organization, you know, so that it's not just a silo of aging services. And I also would really love to figure out a way to look collectively for, you know, regional or national funding that would allow us to capitalize on the volume of people that we serve and the kinds of services that we provide.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. You sounds like you're very busy, Kathy. And some innovative programming that, you know, we might want to share with them, this group. Yeah. But I was going to say about the grants, you know, seems like there's a lot of funding available in the government for disabilities services. And we're looking all the time at the network to try to capitalize on just what you said. So if we do find anything, you'll be the first to know.
Mm-hmm. There's also some national foundations in aging that I think, you know, we'd have a better chance of getting something if we applied collectively.
Exactly. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. So we have Ann Burke from Cincinnati next, please.
Sure. I'm sorry I'm not on by video. My name's Ann Burke. I'm the Vice President of Client Services at Jewish Family Service of the Cincinnati area. And in our aging, we call Aging and Caregiver Services division, we have four teams. One is our Center for Holocaust Survivors. Our second is what we call the Russian Jewish Cultural Center that we operate. We're co-located with our JCC. We're on the second floor, so we operate kind of a quasi-senior center, not quite adult daycare center for the Russian community, speaking community. Then we have our AgeWell Cincinnati program that's a central intake line for ourselves, the JCC, our Jewish retirement community, which was sold last summer, but they're still in our coalition, and our JVS, which is separate from our JFS. And then our fourth team is kind of our everything else. It's our care management and counseling team. We do in-home counseling for older adults as well as care management, both private pay. Our private pay program is called CareLink, and we also do subsidized care management. Our agency did acquire a non-medical home care company last summer when our Jewish retirement community was sold. It's a separate LLC called Starpoint, but They're not in our aging and caregiver services, but we do work very closely with them. And I think same as what Adam said, I'm very interested in best practices. I think one of the great things about being part of a Jewish Family Service network is being able to call on colleagues and get ideas and share information. So,
I think, thank you. All right, we have Alice from Boca Raton next.
Hi, I'm Alice Tennis, and our Jewish Family Services covers Delray Beach and Boca Raton in South Florida. And I've been with the program a year and a half, but the agency's been around for 40 years. In fact, this is our 40th anniversary. And we've got a whole slew of older adult services that includes mental health counseling. We have private pay care management and then care management that we do through the claims conference to Holocaust survivors. Mm-hmm. We've got a vibrant senior center, kosher meals on wheels, a kosher food pantry. And then we've got some volunteer delivered services like volunteer transportation and friendly visitor and some things like that. I think when I think about our strengths, I think about our staff. We've got some staff with longevity of, you know, 15 and 20 years, and they're here because they're really passionate about what we do. And I feel like our opportunity for improvement would be figuring out technology in seniors. It seems like there's a lot of things that you can chase because they're new and shiny. But, you know, what's going to make the most impact in the lives of seniors and really going to have kind of an impact. So I guess in terms of staff, it would be also how to care and support and nurture staff and, you know, sometimes dealing with vicarious secondhand trauma or secondhand things that they're experiencing. But overall, I think this is a great group, and it'll be interesting to hear from across the nation.
Great, thank you, welcome. All right, so we have Alex and Rosemary, but they're muted, right? Lisa?
I can unmute them.
Okay, thank you. I don't know if I can.
They're unmuted.
Salt Lake City, yay. Hey.
I'm Alex Mack, I'm an older adult social worker. I've been here just since July, so it's a new job for me, but I'm loving it. We have a volunteer program that does friendly visiting, grocery shopping, etc. for older adults. We've got a mental health clinic that we do here, Sliding Scale, one of the few places that does that in Salt Lake City. We have a food pantry. We have offer community education classes. We do care management for older adults, and I also do some in-home therapy for older adults. And then Rosemary will talk about her stuff.
Hi, I'm Rosemary. I've been with JFS for 5 years. My title is Older Adult Care Manager, and I help low-income seniors with food stamp applications. And then we have a number of programs for people with dementia that include the Music and Memory Program. We have two support groups for people who take care of someone with dementia. And we also have a choir for people who have dementia, which is a blast. And I think some of our strengths are our older adult programs, particularly those geared toward people with dementia, all feed into each other. So instead of just offering one thing to help people who are forgetful plus the caregivers, we can offer another thing and another thing. And so that's been really fun for us.
Yeah. That's awesome. I like the choir. Wow, I want to hear.
I know, it's a good idea.
Right? Thank you. We have Lisa from Naples. Hi, Lisa.
Hello, I'm Lisa Colgrove. I'm a Naples Senior Center at JFCS of Southwest Florida. I've been here for 3 months as the Chief Program Officer, but prior to that, I was in Richmond, Virginia at a JFS as Director of Care Management. We have a number of services here. I'm glad somebody mentioned Music and Memory because I had forgotten about that, but we have a program and we're very fortunate to have a full-time music therapist that we integrate into a lot of our programs. We offer financial assistance, we have a food pantry.
Hold on for a second. Say that again.
We have a food pantry, a Holocaust survivor programs, volunteer services that do many of the same services that people had mentioned, friendly visiting, friendly driving, telephone reassurance. We offer support groups. We have early memory loss and dementia respite groups and a care management program as well. And then all around that, we have a thriving senior center, which has 1,400 members.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. It has grown quite a bit in the 5 years that the senior center's been open. So having come from an agency that did only private pay care management and come to an agency that does only free care management, I'm curious to know how agencies are balancing the two and ensuring that the clients are getting equal services to meet their needs while navigating the different funding streams for both services. So that's an area that I'm interested in.
That is great. Thank you. Okay. All right. So next we have Stephanie from Pittsburgh.
Hi, everybody. So I'm Stephanie Small. I'm the Director of Counseling and Senior Services at JFCS Pittsburgh. I've been here at the agency for 18 years. I've been the Director of Senior Services for about three, a little more. We offer a lot of what everybody else offers. We have counseling and psychiatry. We have a small care management program. We have a memory training program. It's from the UCLA Longevity Center. We have a home care registry. We have Holocaust Survivor Services. We have a food pantry, volunteer programs, also friendly visiting as well as transportation, and one actually with a partnership with our Carnegie Library, where the visitors actually pick up curated books, bring them for a friendly visit, and then switch them out when the client is done with them. We have an information and referral hotline through our AgeWell Pittsburgh collaboration, which we've been in collaboration with our JCC and our Jewish Association on Aging for about 16 years. So we've been doing a lot of that for a very long time. Our volunteer program is one of our jewels. Our AgeWell Pittsburgh is another one of our jewels. But what I see, so one of the other things we have a caregiver support group. It's a non-disease specific. So even though a lot of people who come are helping people with dementia, we actually found we filled a niche for people who are not caring for people with dementia and didn't know where to go. But a lot of the things overlap, obviously. Mm-hmm. But we found that it's very hard to reach caregivers, and that's something I'm looking forward to hearing about if anybody has other innovative programming or ideas about how to reach caregivers who, of course, don't call themselves caregivers.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's great. All right, next we have Israela from Stamford, Connecticut. Can you, can I unmute you? I can't.
There you go. Yeah, hi, I'm Israela Knapp. I'm the Director of Senior Services here in Stamford, Connecticut. The agency itself does many things addressing the senior population. We do have counseling services in home and here individually. We also do groups that we sponsor in other locations, like such as Let's Talk at the JCC, which is a whole separate entity, as well as bereavement groups. We have also addressing a memory program, our own in-home, ingrown brain fitness program, which we also do individually and again at the JCC. We have a Cafe Europa / Anachnu type of program where it's a very social Holocaust support group. And we also have a kosher meal delivery program. It's new. We're growing it, as well as a kosher food pantry. We have my program specifically, which is a registry of private duty aides, non-medical home care. It is I wouldn't say for profit, but it is what helps supports the agency in terms of making money. And I am interested in learning about other innovative programs to help expand and support the things that we're already doing.
All right, thank you. All right, so we have Nancy from Raleigh. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, I'm very new in this position. I only started in September, okay. So pretty new. And as far as the Raleigh Cary Jewish Family Services, they're with me in the fact that I'm under their umbrella, but in Raleigh Cary, they're offering quite a bit more than what we're offering in the New Bern location. So I'm like a satellite office by myself in the New Bern location. So I'm a senior services case manager to try to link up and consult with seniors to give them, you know, the services that they need to have a better quality of life. And in the Raleigh area, they are offering case management for all ages, pretty much. And they have transportation, they have friendly Shabbat visiting and volunteers. They have programs and workshops that they offer. They have a food pantry that's kosher. They have Jewish burial assistance. And they have a Jewish educational loan fund and some partnerships. So it's a little different for me because I'm not in the Raleigh area. I'm a couple hours away. And sometimes people get confused and think that they can access through me what's offered in Raleigh, but they can't, you know, access the same stuff because mine is a grant-funded program for the elderly Jewish only.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nancy, I went to Camp Seafair.
Okay.
Isn't that funny? That's in New Bern.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
A lot of people go there.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thank you. We have Deb from Detroit.
Hi, can everybody hear me? I'm muted. Yeah. Okay, I'm Deb Ramstein from JVS Human Services in Detroit, and I am the Vice President of Senior Adult Services and Community Inclusion. I've been here for about 4 years, and I have two kind of distinct areas that I oversee. One is our senior adult services. Part of that is we have a dementia-specific adult day program. So we have two locations. We partner with another Jewish agency on that program. And as part of that program, we offer caregiver support groups, both for people who are caring for people living with dementia and people caring for any older adult. We offer dementia caregiver training. We partner with Positive Approach to Care with Tipa Snow's PAC training. All of our staff is PAC trained, and we offer that for our care partners. We offer a dementia-friendly high holiday service for our participants, and we just started a caregiver day off program that we offer twice a year. We also have a memory club, which is an early stage group for people to learn different tips and tricks for maintaining their memory. We partner with another Jewish agency, with our Jewish Family Service, on a program called Mind University. It's an evidence-based cognitive wellness program out of the New England Cognitive Center called Mind Aerobics. And we have a volunteer opportunity for older adults called Senior Service Corps, where they come to our agency twice a week and do volunteer work for other nonprofits. That's the four programs that are currently housed under our Senior Services division. Mm-hmm. And then my other hat is to oversee our services for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities who are not looking for work. So essentially a day program in that space also. JVS does offer a number of vocational supports for people with disabilities. I oversee the program for people who are not looking for work. So those are my two areas that are relevant to this conversation. And then I guess the thing that I'm hoping for is to bring more of the dementia conversation to NJHSA. I was at the conference last year and I felt like that was really missing. I know we're all supporting older adults and we all know that dementia is a big part of all of our lives. So I'm interested in talking about that. And then of course, innovative programming that I think we're all interested in.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Deb. I think you're going to be a great resource for us, dementia friendly. There's a lot of things you do. Thank you. All right, so we have Laura Rogers next.
Hi, everyone. I'm Laura with JFS in Atlantic and Cape May counties in southern New Jersey. and we have a nice team here. I'm the chief program officer, so I wanted to make sure that we had a presence on the call today. You may see others join after me. At our organization, we have a village model that we are implementing, and that's I'm not sure if anyone else has presented a village model yet. I came on a little bit late, but that's a member helping member model for people to have healthy aging in their homes. And we do a mix of volunteer and some professional services with a strong focus on socialization. And there's transportation involved, things like friendly visiting and shop at home. We have separately a Kosher Meals on Wheels program and a food pantry, survivors programming, care coordination, counseling, mental health counseling and psychiatry, a housing locator program that's actually funded by our county.
What is it called?
It's a housing locator program. So when older adults are looking for any type of housing, the social worker does an assessment and helps them with resources and connecting to whether it's another level of care or if it's looking for something that's more affordable, and that's mostly what is needed.
That's awesome.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we look forward to sharing best practices, and I'm already energized from hearing about what everyone is doing. So thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you. All right, we have Cheryl and Heather next. Doesn't say where.
Do I have to unmute you?
Are you unmuted?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm Cheryl, and I manage the adult services programs here, one of them being older adult services. And I'm here with Heather Mandel-Kraut, who is our team lead in our older adult services program. And we provide services to the Jewish community. And similar to what a lot of you have said, we provide support in terms of home visits, advocacy, linkage to services. We work closely with our volunteer program. We do have a couple of groups. One is our Holocaust Cafe Europa group, and the other is a Music to Remember group, which we incorporate a music therapy student, and we have done some music and memory stuff as well. We have a team of five social workers and a case aide. And some of the sub-services as well that we provide are aging mental health and services to newcomer seniors, as well as Holocaust. I don't know, Heather, if you have anything else to add.
That pretty much covers, I think, what we do. Yeah.
And I guess just being an aging community, we're looking at ideas and other programs that agencies have. It's great to hear what other people do. So we're looking forward to that.
Well, we're glad we have a Canadian presence on our call.
Oh, thank you.
And Heather, we can't see your face. Come down and say hello. There you go.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, good.
So can I ask a question? So Cheryl and Heather, you guys just serve Jewish community, right? You don't offer it to... Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. We have Cindy Libby Green next. Cindy?
Can you hear us, Cindy?
Okay.
You just muted yourself. Unmute yourself now, Cindy. Yep, now talk. Can you talk? Okay, so maybe you want to write in the chat box and we'll say it out loud. And mm-hmm. Or you could look on the bottom of the screen. There's a microphone and an upside down V. Make sure that your speakers are attached to your computer. That can help.
Okay. All right. Should we go to the next person, Lisa?
Yes.
Okay, so we have Rachel from Baltimore.
I muted you, Rachel. Here you go.
Uh-huh. Hi, I'm Rachel from Baltimore, Jewish Community Services. I am an elder care specialist for the Elder Care Management Services. It's a fee-for-service program. It's been going for several years now, and I've been running it for the past year. Joined JCS in 2008. We have support groups, including a dementia caregivers group, a low vision group that's been going for over 20 years, and a Parkinson's group. We have a patient care connection program, which is grant funded, and in which the social workers work very closely with primary care doctors in the community. And they connect the patients with resources and services and provide supportive counseling. And there's no fee for that service and is open to anyone. We also provide clinical services, financial assistance, career services. We have a Holocaust survivor program. And there may be something else I'm not thinking of, but that's the primary. That's the main crux of what we're doing for older adults. And I'm just really happy to hear what other people are doing. I'm just here to, you know, it's very interesting to hear what everyone else is doing and inspiring. And I hope we can, my goal is to expand the program. It's been a small program, and I'm hoping to build it up and hoping to get some ideas from everyone else.
Rachel? All right, so yeah. We have Patty from Providence. She needs to be unmuted, Lisa.
Where is Patty? Here we go. Patty's phone. I can't find her on here. Okay, there you go.
Okay. There you go.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, okay. So, yes, I'm Patty Harwood from Jewish Collaborative Services. We used to be Jewish Family Service. We merged with Jewish Seniors Agency of Rhode Island about 18 months ago. But I've been with JFS since 1999. So I have my 20th anniversary this year. I've been involved with the older adult programs since about 2008. And the programs that we have here, including the new programs from Jewish Seniors Agency, include the Lifeline program, which is response buttons. Under kosher nutrition, we have two kosher meal sites, kosher meals on wheels, and a kosher food pantry. Jewish elder care are visits made to seniors living in nursing homes and assisted living facilities. Partners in Care program is an AmeriCorps match funded program providing respite to caregiving families. Two HUD housing buildings down on our Warwick campus, an assisted living facility also in Warwick. We did have to close our non-skilled home care program by of 2018. Just looking at the other questions, I would say our greatest strengths would be the quality of care that we are providing to both Jewish and non-Jewish seniors. We serve all faiths. I think we need to improve on our relations and on our marketing, although we recently hired someone to help us with all of the social media that we've been neglecting over the years. And the topics I am interested in hearing more about are marketing to the adult sons and daughters, seniors, and other trends in the field.
Okay, great. I'm going to mute you because oftentimes people who call in on their phone, there's some sound. So if you want to talk, Patty, just let me know. You know, if I
I'm good. Chat button. Thanks.
Okay.
Cool. So we have Meredith, and that's all I hear. MCHED. I can't see.
Hi. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey.
Okay, it's Meredith and Head. No, it's Hetty. I'll give an overview of what our Aging and Wellness Division does, and then I'll pass it over to Hetty. So I am the Senior Director of Social and Wellness Services here at JFS, so I oversee the Aging Division. As far as programs go, we're extremely robust in our support network of care for older adults. If we see a gap in service, we do our darndest to fill it, hence all the programming options we offer. So in addition to the senior programs that we provide, we also have about 50 different programs across the agency as a whole. I guess we are a medium to large agency, hence the level of programming that we provide. So in the aging division, we have a traditional senior center. We have a second senior center that is a dementia day program. We offer kosher home-delivered meals, as well as congregate dining at our social and wellness centers. We operate the largest social services transportation program for seniors in San Diego County and one of the top programs in the nation. I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with On the Go here in San Diego. It, last year at the conference, we won a Pillar of Excellence for our On the Go Navigator program, which is on-demand transportation in addition to our other transportation options. And shout out to anybody on this call who's using On the Go Navigator. We have other JFSs or Jewish organizations using our call center and our social workers and our transportation mobility specialists to support and or provide transportation for programs outside of San Diego. We have a home, minor home repair program. We have large nutrition services. So we have a food pantry with a corner market with food distribution. We also, I would say in the last 3 years have been really, really ramping up our dementia services. We have the Alzheimer's Disease Initiative in partnership with Alzheimer's San Diego and FIFA Snow. Shout out to the group who is using that as well. Under the Alzheimer's Disease Initiative, we have music and memory, which we're doing as in-home music therapy. We offer complimentary at this time until the grant is over, geriatric care management assessments with a dementia component to create care plans for, you know, this journey that does not have a great prognosis. So we're supporting families with that. We have a specialized dementia excursion program that's weekly. We provide a couple of different support groups in two locations, food distribution, and we also, while it's not senior specific, we are dealing with a population in our safe parking program with most of them are older adults. So people who are homeless living in their cars literally are parking on our campus at night, receiving supportive services throughout the day. Hedy, go.
Hi, we have a big Holocaust program, well, not compared to some of the people who are on the call probably, but we work with Holocaust survivors. We have a Bikur Holim friendly visitor program. We have a fix-it program that does repairs in people's home for the caregivers. And we have a care management program for fee and no fee. And the people who pay a fee have more enhanced services. So it's not the same. It's stabilization and versus enhanced services. And that's how we differentiate. We also have, we work in a number of languages, including in the care management program, particularly English and Russian. And we also have a program called Project Care and the Synagogue Navigator programs, which go into the community and connect people with resources and make sure that they do connect to those resources. And our agency generally has a lot of programs. You know, Meredith mentioned the almost 50 programs, and so, many of those support our programs, such as the counseling programs and the volunteer programs and other programs like patient advocacy, which work with mental health, people who are institutionalized for short term.
Someone had asked about fee and no fee and how that works. I don't know who.
That's why I tried to address it a little bit. So we, with our no fee, we basically stabilize the situation. But if we charge the fee, we can take them on outings. We are like a concierge service, and we can do much more for the no fee. It definitely is a different type of service versus stabilization and basic services and enhanced services where we can do anything that's appropriate and legal.
Okay.
Cool. So, thank you, ladies. Lisa, I don't think I have anybody else.
Have we gotten to everybody?
But I know you said Chris from our agency, Chris Gonzalez. Chris, are you on the line? No, I guess she's not.
He's not anymore.
Chris is. I can speak for Chris. She is the director of our senior housing units. We have a 99 room senior housing facility that is through HUD. And then I think it's a seven room housing for disabled adults. So I think Chris has been with us for a couple of years. She's done a great job in the particular in a larger housing unit. We have mostly Latin speaking population, Spanish speaking population, so mostly Latin people. So second language Spanish is a must there, but it's a great facility. And we have a large wait list, but and usually turnaround is only, you know, if someone passes away or moves to a more advanced level of care, like a nursing home facility. You know, we have residents that have been living there for many years. So I don't know if she's gonna join us later or not, but that's Chris. I also wanted to offer, because I know a lot of you, I've heard that you do have Russian speaking program or programs for Russian speaking clients. I was born in Russia. I do speak Russian. So if you ever need anything, don't hesitate to reach out. If I can help, I'd be happy to. Lisa, now you.
Okay, so me? I don't know if Adam.
I can step in. I can step in. Okay. Adam, again, you can't see me, I don't think.
We can see
him. Yeah, okay. If you don't want to see me, you don't have to. I just wanted to summarize a little bit of the things. There's quite a breadth of services, as you all heard. I think there's a few common services that many agencies have, including care management, counseling. There were quite a few different kinds of socialization programs, centers. There was a fair amount to caregiver support and some dementia specific programs, but there are also many other programs that some agencies might be the only one that does those. So hopefully through these calls we'll learn more about those specific services. But I want to end, we have a few minutes, and if people have questions they can also jump in, with some of the things that people highlighted as things they might want to discuss. Definitely trends, best practices, and innovative programs was probably the thing that most people mentioned, but just to capture a few of the others, and if I missed anything, please let me know. We just talked about balancing fee and no fee care management. Maybe that's a more general topic of fee generating services versus free services. I think a lot of us have a mix of those. Some of us are all and then a few of the other things that came up were building trust with Holocaust survivors, national funding, how to better reach caregivers and serve caregivers, using technology, how to support staff, more conversation on dementia-related services. And then there were some questions about marketing and how to grow programs. So hopefully I captured most of the things people we're thinking of. I think with this list, and there was also a very long list emailed out, I think the next step will be for Christina, Lisa, and myself to go back and start to think about how we can structure some conversations about some of these topics. Mm-hmm. I guess right now I'd ask, are there any other topics that you are hoping or any other things that you're hoping to get out of the group that I didn't cover as I was just talking?
And if you can't think of anything now, no worries. You can always email us, right? You have our emails. I know Stephanie was about to speak. And Cindy, I don't know if you can hear us or not. You can always email us too, okay? We want your voice to be heard. Okay, sorry, Stephanie.
No, actually, I had a separate question from that related to the Florida people. Can either one of you tell me, Lisa in Naples or Christina in Gulf Coast, who services Fort Myers? Did either one of you?
It is neither of us, but I can find out for you.
Okay, because that one I kind of need to know for something that came in today. So thank you. Yeah. And that's always a useful thing to kind of hear from the people in the bigger locations.
You can always go to the
Federation in Lee County, which serves Fort Myers. I don't know how specific and how far their reach is because they're very small. They're departments mm-hmm. of the Federation. But yes, we're Southern Lee County and Collier County only.
Got yes, it. It says Jewish Family Service. But I'll, Stephanie, I don't know. I'll get your email. I'll forward you the information.
Great. Thank you so much.
I was just going to say that if any of you have questions like that, you can always go to the website, you know, networkjhsa.org. And then it says it has a whole list of everyone. You could just go to the members only and everyone's password username is the same. So it's not difficult. It's the username is network, capital N network. And then your password is all caps NJHSA18. And you can get in and find any kind of information like that. And it's really helpful with contacts.
Great.
Yeah. And, you know, hopefully, well, not hopefully, we will have an older adult services folder in the resource library. So when you go to members only and you go to the resource library, it's going to say search by affinity group. And when you search by affinity group, it'll say older adults. So this recording will be in there. We have speakers and PowerPoints. And if you have flyers, if you have anything that you think would be interesting and important for other member agencies to know about, you just have to send it to me. We'll upload it and we'll title it. So people are saying, you know, innovative flyer programs, you know, we could have that kind of a folder. If you have funding opportunities, we can have that kind of a folder too. Whatever is good for you all, we can create, you know, different folders and you can come in and look at it, you know, at your leisure at different times. Good to know. And the next time we're planning on meeting is on January 21st at the same time. Mm-hmm. And when new people join, because there will be new people joining, you're all not going to introduce yourselves again. You're just going to put your names up, Lisa-Naples, you know, Florida. And the new people will introduce themselves and they'll get to know us as time goes on. But we're not going to spend another time introducing ourselves like this. We'll get right into the conversation. And usually we get like two or three new people every time. So it's not going to be a whole nother, you know, session of us just talking and not getting into all the meat. But I think this was an excellent beginning. We got a lot of great ideas.
Thank you.
Yeah. Got people from all over the country and Canada. So what could be better? So thank you all. Right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Thanksgiving.
You'll hear from us soon, right? Adam, Christina, anything else?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
No, thank you. We will be sending out notes. And you have each other's email addresses, so you are welcome to contact each other between calls also if something specific came up. But thank you again for participating.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.